So you said you're kind of a wilderness boy. What are your thoughts on encroachment? Is it a problem where you live?
Yeah, I live up in the mountains, Adria. My home is above 3,000 meters, so I live at a very high altitude. I live in the Rocky Mountains, so it's very rugged. There aren't very many people. There's still tons of animals, and wild animal encroachment is a big problem, especially in my area of the Rocky Mountains, because we have many black bears. And black bears aren't as dangerous as brown bears like there are up north. They're not aggressive, but they're a huge nuisance and they cause a lot of damage. For instance, I've spent a lot of time in a cabin up in the mountains, and this particular cabin has been broken into by bears last year. In about 6 months, we had four different bears come in through the cabin, and they'll knock down the front door, they'll destroy the inside of the house. The refrigerator is knocked over, food everywhere, they'll break through windows, they stink. They go to the bathroom everywhere. It's a terrible mess to have to clean up, and I've had to do this. And it's interesting because in these situations, we didn't do anything to attract the bear. We live in a very rural area. There's nobody around for kilometers. This was up, a remote cabin. There was no reason for the bear to be there other than curiosity. There was no food in the cabin at the time. I think that bears encroaching on civilian, on more urban populations is becoming increasingly a problem because, partly because they're losing their territory. People are encroaching. People are actually encroaching upon the bears. The bears aren't encroaching upon the people. It's the other way around. And we have to expect that they're going to be curious and be hungry because they have no food. So we can't really blame them when it happens. But we have to figure out a way to fix it because it is a problem and people still do get hurt, especially with mountain lions, which is a big deal.
So, have you had any personal experience or anybody you know that's been like physically harmed by one of these animals?
Well, mountain lions, not no, because although we have a lot of mountain lions, they're cats and you never see them. They kill a lot of animals. Mountain lions especially will kill a lot of sheep and baby calves, which we have many where I live. So in that sense, it's a problem. They cause a lot of monetary damage because a cow costs $500 and they're killing cows. But as far as people go, cats don't really hurt people. Bears, on the other hand, do. Up in the northern states of the United States, brown bears are very dangerous. They're aggressive. They'll actually come after humans. Where I live, we have brown bears, and they're a little less aggressive. But I still am familiar with one of my friends. He's not really a friend, but an acquaintance, was camping. And it was partly his mistake because he had food inside his tent with him instead of like in an ice chest outside closed. And the bear came through the tent and, while trying to grab the food, accidentally grabbed my friend's arm, and he had a huge gash in his arm. He had to have two surgeries to fix it, lots of stitches. It was a mess.